Boker Tov, good morning, Shavua Tov. We are starting a new parasha, Parashat Mishpatim. Some Musar from the parasha. Today's class should be for the refuah, Shalema, of all the Cholim, Vichlalam, Chemda, Baruch HaBachan, Dujan, El Men, Chanukah, Manifkas, Arba, Menei, Shalom, Ratzara, Dabir, Merchel, Dibarar, Bikab, Dachad, Shalom, Yisrael, Prime, Elam, Shem, Nechanam, Fah, Ben, Rami, Dabin, Nefah, Chazom, Rav, Chanukah, Nasi, Nechah, Ben, Malkam, Ben, Dacham, Dabin, Ram, Chanal, Arba, Namal, Zatav, Damar, Yisrael, Chanukah, Bidab, Baruch HaDan, Ben, Yisrael, Chanukah, Dabar, Makad, Yisrael, Ben, Yisrael, Ben, Fah, Ben, Dabar, Mashiach ben Rivka, Danes, Yosef ben Avraham, Shem Shem ben Inna, Yosef ben Yafan, Danim ben Dinas, Mechana Farim ben Dabas, Mechana Farim ben Dabas, Mechana Farim ben Dabas, Gavar Yosef ben Yafan, Gavar Gavar Yosef ben Yafan, Gavar Yosef ben Yafan, Gavar Yitzchak ben Yafan, Abigad Dina ben Yafan, Kalev Nuriya ben Esther, Lavdil, Nishmat, David ben Erechev, Gadeal, David ben Yafan, Abraham, Dina ben Taran, Tamar Bechat Abraham, Moshe ben Erfael, Yav ben Yosef, Yitzchak ben Shalom, Shalom ben Tzachayim, Shem ben Moshe, Yad Yafa ben Erechev, Yav, Lavdil ben Rayon, Deborah ben Miriam. Parashat Mishpatim. Parashat Mishpatim is a jam-packed parasha that deals with many, 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 many mitzvot, and we can spend months and months and months just talking on the parasha, going through each and every mitzvah. But I think what we'll do this week with Hashem is we'll try to take one mitzvah each day and try to open up each a mitzvah, or at least a pasuk from one of the mitzvot, and try to understand it better and maybe give a nice derasha. There's one line that's the start of this week's parasha in Aliyat Sheni, that when it gets to the when it gets to penalties, when it starts talking about a person who does something that requires a monetary fine. Right, the Torah's example is there's two people that are fighting and they hit a pregnant woman and the baby dies, chas v'shalom. So they have to evaluate, so on and so forth. They assess against him and he shall pay based on the order of the judges. Now how do they assess? So he says, the way he assesses the following. Says if there was a fatality, then nefesh tachad nefesh. Says you give a life for a life. Says ayin tachad ayin, shen tachad shen, yad tachad yad, regel tachad regel. Says an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a foot for a foot, so on and so forth. You pay what a person gives. A person hurt X, he has to pay X. He has to pay the value of X. But I want to take this pasuk on a different note. They use this pasuk in a derasha to explain the concept of midah keneged midah, measure for measure. In monetary law, as well, when a person does something that requires a fine, we assess the value of what he hurt or what he damaged. And based on what he damaged, we fine him that amount. That's called measure for measure. You did X, you're required to pay X. But also in a person's character, the same thing applies. Midah keneged midah, measure for measure. We actually learned this from the Mishnah in Masachet Sota. The Mishnah in the first chapter says that the way that a person judges others, the way that a person is with others, that's the way others will be with him. That's the way Hashem will be with him. That's why. So a person, we understand there's this concept of measure for measure. Now where have we seen most recently in our Torah this concept of measure for measure? So now if you look back a couple of parashiyot, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, what happens when Moshe Rabbeinu is born? 3 months they were hiding him. Finally they take him, they put him in the basket, and Miriam is taken to put him in the water. And the pasuk tells us over there, "Vatitatsev achoto merachok." It says, "Miriam stood from afar, and she waited and watched Moshe as he went through the water to make sure that nothing would happen to him." That standing there, her standing there watching and waiting there for about an hour, whatever it was so powerful that later on in the Torah, what happens? Later on in the Torah, as we fast forward, when Miriam speaks lashon hara about Moshe, and she receives leprosy, and the whole camp wants to travel. But Miriam, Moshe's sister, has leprosy and she's sent outside the camp for 7 days. The Torah tells us that the whole camp, the whole Jewish people waited for her 7 days for her to become Tehora, for him to become pure again, to come back into the camp so they can travel together. The question is why? Why did they wait for her? And the answer is measure for measure. She waited for Moshe, watching Moshe in the water. Measure for measure, the Jewish people, the whole Jewish people waited for her. But the question that comes out over here is measure for measure means you did X, you will receive X. You did Y, you will receive Y. At least that's how we understand it. But over here in this example, Miriam stood by the water, let's say half an hour, 1 hour, whatever, maximum 1 hour is by the water. And when the Jewish people are waiting for her, how long do they wait? 7 days. How is that measure for measure? If measure for measure is 1 times 1, 1x, over here it's how many hours? 168x, right? Or a few hundred times x, depending on how long she waited. But it definitely wasn't 1 to 1. So how is this considered measure for measure? So this question is actually a question that's asked by the Baalei HaTosfot. And this question, the way they answer the question is, whenever you understand the concept of measure for measure, how is it even referenced to in our Torah? Is referenced by consequence. is when someone does something wrong, they will have to retribute measure for measure, pay measure for measure. But when we talk about a person doing a good act, there is no end to the amount that they can receive in reward. The measure for measure that we're referring to, when we say you 1x, that's only when someone, God forbid, does something bad. But when someone does something good, it's hundreds, if not thousand times more, he will receive reward. And that's why Miriam, when she does something good just by standing by the water for 1 hour, she receives hundreds, if not thousand times more, that the whole Jewish nation should wait for her. And I think this concept, this idea is so important for us to contemplate on, because when we think that we're just one person, and what's my one little act going to do? That's the wrong mentality. We have to think like Miriam. Do you think Miriam knew what would happen as a result by her standing by the water watching Moshe for an extra hour? She had no idea. There was no way she would have known that years down the line, everyone is going to be waiting for me in the zechut that I'm doing right now. You don't know what zechut will come about in the future by you doing a kind act today. You have to find ways to do chesed, to do kind acts today, to be a nice person, be a good person today, because you don't know what will come in the future. We don't do it for the reward, but we know 100% that there's this treasure box upstairs that every time you do something good, Hashem is giving you extra treasure and extra treasure. And every time it adds in and adds in to the extent that now there's no room to keep your box closed, and that's when the bracha starts to pour out. There's a very interesting story, and I'll finish with this story. This story is the story I like to tell when it comes to a person praying for something. A lot of times you have somebody, he'll come to me and he'll tell me, I've been praying for something for a very long time, and Hashem doesn't answer me. So I tell him, okay, what are you praying for? How long have you been praying? Let's say he's praying for a shidduch. He's praying to find his spouse, his soulmate. Okay, so he said, I've been praying for 1 month now, every day I've been praying. So I tell him, let me give you a story, let me give you an example. There's a guy who goes to the store and he wants to buy a chandelier. Okay, now chandeliers, if you get a nice chandelier, it's not cheap, it's expensive. He says, I want to buy this chandelier. So he asks the guy, says, how much does it cost? He says, $3,000. So the guy says, okay, no problem. He takes $3 out of his pocket, he puts it on the table, he says, I'm ready to buy. The store owner looks at him and says, I said $3,000. He says, okay, I'm giving you $3. He says, no, you need $3,000. He says, okay. He comes back the next day, he brings another $3. He says, here, I'm ready to buy. He says, it's only $6. Again, the next day, the next day, the next day. After 10 days doing this, comes in with $30, I'm ready to buy. He says, you're only 1% of the way there. He says, you have to bring me another $2,970 in order to be able to buy the chandelier. So the guy is getting frustrated. I don't understand. I keep bringing you money. Why don't you give it to me? He says, the Havdil ben HaKodesh Lachol, this is the same thing. We go and we're praying to Hashem. We're asking from Hashem. And we start, after some time, short period of time, we start to get impatient. He says, Hashem, why don't you answer my tefillot? If we knew the value of every single thing that we were praying for, especially a soulmate, if we knew what the value was of each and everything, we wouldn't ask that question. Because every single thing has a price tag on it. And the amount of times you pray, the amount of kavanah, attention that you give while you're praying, all of these have factors in your tefillot. Now why am I saying all this? Obviously we don't do it for the reward. But we know that when we are doing good things, when you're a good person and you act in a kind way and you do even one kind act, that one kind act can last for you for all of eternity and can save you in the long run. And there's so many stories I can prove this point, but I think the best story is from Miriam herself. She had no clue that one act of watching Moshe in the water, what it do for her. But the whole Jewish nation, not one person excluded, every single Jew waited for Miriam in the zechut that she waited for her brother. May we all act in kind ways, be good people, and we'll see B'zad Hashem in the near future. Hashem should always bless us. Have a great day.